We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, a large group of Chicago public school students took their COVID-19 concerns right to district headquarters this afternoon. They walked out of classes just days after returning after a lengthy work stoppage. WBBM's Andy Dane was there.
The Chicago Public Schools Radical Youth Alliance helped organize the walkout, which culminated in a rally at the footsteps of CPS headquarters in the Loop.
We need to be considered because we don't feel safe in the school environment. Lori Lightfoot needs to listen to what we have to say because we are the ones being put at risk. The environments that we are in are not clean. They are not sanitary.
We got parents at home. We have grandparents at home. Listen, our lives are in danger. I don't want to say that they don't care about us, but this is not fair to us. We need to be at home.
I don't want to be in a school where I'm endangering myself and I'm endangering my family and my teachers.
Many of the students are calling for a greater focus on remote learning until COVID-19 case numbers begin to improve. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, despite a top federal health official suggesting most people are going to end up getting COVID, a local doctor says you should keep doing what you're doing to avoid it. Dr. Mark Lofman is the head of family medicine for Cook County Health.
We're all tired of masking. I've got my shields and my goggles and my mask, and it's great to be alone in my office where I can take the mask off. But that's working, and I think that's what the public, you know, really needs to understand. These things do work, and we just got to hang in there and get through this.
He says that while the Omicron variant is less severe for most people, especially those who are vaccinated and boosted, that's not a guarantee. Dr. Lofman says you still can live your life and travel and see people, but you need to be strategic about it by keeping your circle small and masking up. Since last Friday, more than 207,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported across Illinois. The health department also reporting 738 more deaths. The test positivity rate is at 15.5%. In other news, Illinois receiving $275 million in federal funds to help repair bridges and other transit needs.
Congressman Brad Schneider and other Democrats stood in the snow next to the Rand Road Bridge in Des Plaines. It's one of 2,374 bridges in Illinois deemed to be in poor condition.
The state has determined that more than half of these bridges need to be completely replaced. Updating bridges means safer communities to work, for work and school. It means accessible sidewalks for pedestrians or cyclists to cross our rivers.
Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky says the infrastructure bill passed in November will not just address bridges.
We're talking about mass transportation, about electric charging stations, about a lot of changes that are going to come to the state of Illinois.
This federal aid removes the requirement that local communities match it with tax dollars of their own. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The ACLU joining growing opposition to Mayor Lori Lightfoot's proposal to target street gangs by seizing individual assets.
Civil asset forfeiture, says Angela Inzano with the ACLU, is not the way to achieve safety in neighborhoods. She says it has failed when it has been used. It doesn't prevent violence and rarely collects much money.
This is not going to be effective, and it's going to potentially be even harmful when we desperately need real proven solutions instead.
And she says there are due process concerns.
This is a civil matter, and so folks won't be given an attorney. It doesn't require a conviction, and it shifts the burden of proof to people accused to prove that they're not involved in gang activity. So just rife with due process concerns.
Inzano also notes a conviction would not be required, and the family of someone who's accused could be targeted. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An off-duty Chicago police officer was ordered held on $2 million bond today, accused of shooting three people during a fight at a bowling alley in South Suburban Blue Island. Police say 27-year-old Kai Juan Tate fired his gun at the Burr Oak Bowl during a fight that started in the restroom. Tate was charged with two counts of aggravated battery with a firearm and one count of attempted murder. Two people were wounded in that shooting.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Odyssey app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.